This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
On 2020, goodbye, good riddance, as some are saying, calling it a dumpster fire. I wouldn't go that far. What will this year bring us? I can't wait to unfold all of that with you. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I hope you had a great holiday, whatever you celebrated and whatever time you got to spend quarantined with whoever you were hanging with. You might have watched what happened in the NFL, shocked that it went all the way through, but it did, so now we got a playoff picture. Do you care? I'm going to give you a few tidbits. It's interesting. You know, the Giants were unhappy that the Eagles changed quarterbacks during the game, but so sorry, Giants. You weren't playing the game. It was Philadelphia and Washington. On the political front, oh my, there's always somebody recording something, isn't there? So the president has been all over the place, little snippets of him, where people are accusing the prez of pressuring Georgia election official in a phone call to find some votes. Right? So Neil Katyal, who is the acting Solicitor General during the Obama administration, he was anyway, said that the Trump call demonstrates an impeachable, perhaps criminal offense. Good luck with that. Anybody think that he's going to get snipped for a conversation asked, or are you sure there's not some votes? We know that this isn't right. And what the deal is, to kind of flush this out for you more, is that the president spoke to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, the other day. And what he said is that they went back and forth in this call, and through Twitter, the miracle of the Twittersphere, because that's where everything gets settled. It's like the modern-day duel virtually. So the Georgia Secretary of State, who I just mentioned, tweeted out, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Ooh, and that's because if you go to @RealDonaldTrump, he says, "I spoke to the Secretary of State yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." Now, on Twitter, because they're afraid of this new kind of duel, they highlighted it in big pink letters where it said, "This claim about election fraud is disputed." So there's some back and forth happening here. The president called Raffensperger a child, a schmuck, and either dishonest or incompetent for not supporting claims of widespread voter fraud in Atlanta, the state's largest city. And the president said, "The people of Georgia are angry. The people in the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, you've recalculated. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have because we won the state." That little piece there is what was on tape, what was recorded. So there you go. Georgia officials say, "We tallied the votes for the presidential election three times, including an audit required by state law and a recount requested by the president. Each count determined that Biden won the state, the first Democrat to do that since 1992. And again, the president disputing that, so they're going back and forth. All right, there was no back and forth on this. You could say dream on. That was what J-Lo was trying to accomplish when she stepped on to a very big stage. No, not the whole thing with the Super Bowl. That kicked the year off. No, it was at Times Square. That was pretty much empty because the normal throngs of people that were there weren't allowed because, oh, yeah, we're still in this whole pandemic thing. So here's J-Lo on New Year's Eve doing an Aerosmith. You tell me what you think. I think it sets the stage for 2021 with Dream On. Grateful for this journey and for all of you. She said, I know this year was one of the toughest ever, but dream on. Dreams happen every day. I cannot wait for the possibilities and opportunities that await us in 2021. Surprisingly, the president at Real Donald Trump had no comment on J-Lo, but boy, a lot of other people did. And most of them were not very flattering. Oh, so rough when you go into that virtual ring. How about this? This was one that I dug up where a guy said, my dog was out cold, then woke up and stared at the screen when J-Lo hit the high note during Dream On. Then how about this? J-Lo singing Dream On and my husband's Please Don't Ruin This Song for Me. And then there was this one from somebody who said he was an exhausted Pisces. That's his like handle, Exhausted Pisces. I give a shout out to you, who was also not happy with J-Lo's singing and pretty much said the octave just was not high enough. And I won't go any deeper than that, but sliding on camera at the end and all that kind of stuff. So there were a lot of people taking shots at J-Lo. She's used to that. It was on Times Square. It was kind of wild. And she did say she asked Steven Tyler if he would come and do Dream On. And, of course, he couldn't. So there you go. She thought she would do the next best thing and give it a try. I'm a huge Aerosmith fan, so I'd have to say Dream On, sorry J-Lo, because I really like her. She's got lots of guts, and she has guts to do that song, but ooh, that was a swing and a miss heading into 2021. Dream On, though, the idea of using it could apply to what this year is going to look like. Some say Dream On if you think the economy is going to be pumping and thriving by the second quarter. What say you? We have some predictions, also new laws that kick into effect once we turned again the calendar onto 2021. I got some of those handy. We're talking about it on the flip side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the things to see you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make myself.
Yeah, we're done with the horns, right? So we just a little bit of the horns. Once the horns blew and we went into 2021, some new laws kicked into effect across the U.S. Hey, hey, this is Kate's take on these new laws. You ready for this? So how about this one? I'm kind of iffy on the whole peacock thing. I luckily had a chance to go to Hawaii in my life, and peacocks are everywhere, and they're scary. I think they're scary, right? Peacock feathers are cool, but they're kind of scary. So in Arcadia, peacocks have the right of way to cross the street, including crossing driveways. You have, and this is in, of course, California, and I'm talking about Arcadia, California. So you, that's what has to happen there. Some of the craziest or more interesting or more eccentric laws I found, and I went through a whole bunch of different states, really kind of sit in California. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. How about this one? It's illegal for California or Californians to ride their bicycles through a public swimming pool. So first of all, I would be very excited if I could have my iPhone ready to do a little video of somebody who rides their bicycle through a public swimming pool. That'd be pretty amazing. So is it like a floaty bike? How is that possible? What, do they have to tell people that? I don't understand that. Perhaps they're saying riding it around in circles, I guess, at the public pool. I'm assuming it just wasn't really spelled out very well. right, this one would do in a lot of people I know. Not necessarily myself, of course. I played a lot of mini golf during the quarantine with my nephew because nobody was around when we took our breaks during the day. And we had the whole course to ourselves. So we had little challenges, etc. In Long Beach, California, it's illegal to curse on a mini golf course. Drat, darn, dang, instead of beep, boop, eh, you know what I'm saying. None of those words, or they haul you off. This may be one of my more favorite ones. In Blythe, and we have lots of Californians listening to us, and the rest of you can giggle along with me at these silly laws. In Blythe, it is illegal to wear cowboy boots unless you own two or more cows. So I want to take a trip to Blythe, and I want to wear my cowboy boots, and I don't own any cows. Do you think they'll arrest me? All right, here's another one. It's illegal for... this would do me in when occasionally. I mean, I don't do this very much, but it's illegal for women to drive vehicles while wearing a house coat. First of all, house coat. What is this, Ozzie and Harriet, the 1950s? What does house coat mean? Somebody help me. Is that like a robe? Or is it, I guess it is. That's what you would call a house coat. If you do know the definition, please call 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'm just assuming that whoever put this on the books, just instead of just saying, hey, you can't wear your robe, jump in the car and go do whatever little errands you're going on. And this is another good one. Especially because everybody's up in arms about elephants and circuses, and like we have to worry right now because they'd all be virtual with the pandemic. But walking an elephant down Market Street in San Francisco is illegal unless the elephant is on, ready for this, on a leash. Yeah. So if you have an elephant, as long as the elephant is leashed up and not charging on its own, it's not like a dog, for goodness sake, then you're okay. Otherwise, not so much. Honestly, my favorite law, and this would apply to anybody listening in the great state of Texas, I know we have lots of listeners there, too. If you live in Texas, and I don't know if this is across the board, other people try to pass this in other states. I'm trying to find that out. I've looked into it, and I will find out how many other states have similar bills or have passed things that are like this. You know, we all hate the whole appraisal thing. Whatever county you live in and what they decide your house is worth, it could be dilapidated, but they say, oh, no, it's worth $40,000 more because they're building mansions just around the corner from you. I mean, you want to get people furious, start to talk about their house and taxes. I always say the show is about the gap, what we're really talking about, what we have in common, what ignites us, and that's the deal. So in Texas, House Bill 1313 applies to homeowners who protest their home value. So the example that I was reading about, and somebody else told me a similar example, is if your house, let's say, is a $100,000 house, and the county comes to you and they say, your house is worth $105,000. You can go down to the county and say, no, whoa, 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 Mr. County person, that's not correct. It's actually 102 or 100,000 or whatever number it is you think. So the new law that was put into place, this new rule, where the county appraisal district, if you negotiate with them for a lower rate, they can't raise your tax value the next year without really good, compelling evidence as to why they should be able to do that. Isn't that brilliant? I mean, how much easier is that to be able to just say, wait a second, you just can't. You can't just raise my property values. And I hear a lot of people everywhere complaining about that because of what changes happen in neighborhoods when all of a sudden somebody develops something more, or a couple of neighbors do XYZ, or maybe it's even the reverse, or it depends on school districts and, you know, so many other things that also become part of that, become part of the discussion as to why. Right, here's what's interesting, because all of us are affected by this. So 114 million, give or take, American, they call a compliant license, because 50 states are issuing them. And so what I'm talking about is the Real ID Act. Back in the days when we used to travel, or maybe some of you have traveled because you risked it to go somewhere over the holiday, you kept seeing signs for a whole year about Real ID's coming, Real ID's coming. Well, it's come. It's here. It's happening. So if you want to get on a plane using a driver's license for identification, you have to have one that conforms with the Real ID Act that was passed by Congress way back in 2001. The new licenses, so I want you to all scramble and find your license right now and look at your license, dig in your wallet, dig in your house coat, I mean, whatever it is you're wearing, and see if your license has a star on the upper right-hand corner. If it does, you are good to go. Nobody's stopping you. It's good. This is interesting. In Hawaii, they have something that kicked into effect on sunscreen. They're banning the sale or distribution of sunscreens that contain two chemicals that the state says can harm coral reefs and other forms of marine life, because they're saying it's fragile and the new law is a step toward preserving the reefs. But good luck for all the tourists when they eventually come back looking at and trying to figure out if the sunscreen that they threw in their case and their suitcase complies. And how I get how you could ban that from stores. They have these ABC stores, but people coming in always bring their own sunscreen, don't they, usually? Because when you go to Hawaii, everything's like triple the cost. So what costs you at a drugstore in the United States, I don't know, $4, cost you $16 when you're there, so you usually bring it. But they're saying they're banning chemicals, the oxybenzone and the octinate. I hope I'm saying that wrong. I could be saying that completely wrong. But anyway, these two chemicals, the two chemicals that both begin with O, they're saying you can't do it. But there was kind of There's arguments about that with a few other people. You're not going to win that argument, though, if they take your sunscreen away back in or when you get to go to Hawaii again in, I don't know, 2022, 23, I'm not sure. And in Delaware, the single-use plastic carry-out bags, you know, they're banning that. So they're saying it's going to cut down on litter, plastic in the landfills, plastic bags, force recycling facilities to stop when they get stuck in the machine. I get that, but we're so used to it, and you get those single plastic bags everywhere. And hey, if you're driving around, because now we're all mobile, in Arizona, all our friends in Tucson listening to us and other places, and Virginia, you can be pulled over, ticketed by the cops if you're holding a mobile phone while behind the wheel. It's a primary offense. You can be pulled over even if you're not violating other laws. We're headed into the mailbag.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump urged Georgia's Secretary of State to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this.
The recording of the call was first reported on by the Washington Post. President Trump confirmed on Twitter Sunday that he had spoken with Raffensperger about election fraud in Georgia. This is USA Radio News. At least 12 senators say they will challenge the certification of the Electoral College vote when Congress takes up the issue later this week. A number of House Republicans say they'll also challenge results in several states. Congressman Jody Heiss says the challenges are not about any particular election. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that looking into alleged fraud is all about maintaining election integrity.
The issue at hand here is not about a particular election. It is about election integrity, about election security. And anyone, Republican or Democrat, who is unconcerned enough to investigate, to check into vicious allegations of election fraud, shame on them. Look, this entire republic hinges upon the voice of the people to be expressed at the voting booth. And if that integrity is lost, then we ultimately lose our republic.
This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're here with Gavin Walker, and he is going to tell us about his mother's book, Ronnie's Story, A Daughter of Africa. It's Veronica Walker, and it's fascinating what they went through in Africa, their lives, Gavin's life, and his siblings' lives as children, and what impact his mother had on him and on the world. And, you know, her world and where she was, for sure. And speaking of the world, we're in this together is what I'm fond of saying, Gavin, because we are in this pandemic. And I'm wondering, you're in a village outside of Yorkshire, England. Tell us about the village and how COVID has affected your area.
Right. I'm in Yorkshire, and it's a little village outside the city of Wakefield in Yorkshire. And it's a small ex-mining village, so people know a lot about each other. And we had a lot of old Boer people. I have to be careful of that because I'm 57 myself, so I've got to be careful about telling people they're old and I'm actually getting there myself. And at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, we were hit quite hard in the village. But I think people learnt a lot. And when we had the first lockdown, we weren't allowed to go anywhere and you had to stay in your houses for a long time. It was very beautiful. The silence was amazing and the bird song was absolutely loud. But when we started talking to each other again, you know, it's amazing how kind we were again to each other. I can't really say this more because You know, Yorkshire people are very much kinder than they are in London. I spent many years living in London. And when you're in the garden in Yorkshire and you're digging your way and somebody leans over and starts talking to you and you've never seen them in your life before, it is really quite discombobulating when in London you shut the door and run away completely because you never get back. You know, in big cities, people never talk to each other. Here in the village, people talk to each other all the time and they begin to tell stories about how they've all lived. And the pandemic has brought a lot of that out, a lot of the history out of here, you know. So the pandemic has been very nasty, and I won't ever say anybody, you know, it's been a wonderful time. It has been a very rough year for many of us, but it has also brought out a wonderful yearning for the history of somewhere. You know, this is where we are. This is where our feet have been, and this is where we will be. This is where we're going to fight this pandemic. And we're all joining in together, you know, and we're all banding in it. And all our histories are becoming one history because of it. We're not just our single people anymore. Each one of us are banding in to become a sort of force against the pandemic. And it's been quite lovely to see. And, you know, I really hope it continues afterwards. That sort of kindness and openness continues afterwards as well.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. And you and I were talking about you're lucky where you are because of the woods in front of you and behind you, but that now you've seen that there's this surge and some younger people are actually getting COVID-19 and dying of it.
Yes, and I think that's quite frightening. And, of course, I have a flat in London still, and my next-door neighbor is, you know, she's got to be very careful because, of course, she's an older person as well. And we've had some like a 100% increase in COVID infections in my area of London by itself. And a lot of those are the young people that have been going around. So in that way, you know, it hasn't just been the oldest person that's been affected. I think it's been affecting everyone, you know. And even if we haven't been affected, many of us are affected by the ripple effects of the COVID itself. And that has been quite frightening too.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I hope that we take away from this that togetherness and the history and of where we are and the connection and what we mean to each other. And speaking of that, we'll speak to you later in the show. Ronnie's Story, A Daughter of Africa, Veronica Walker, that's her book. And Gavin will tell us more about Ronnie in the book coming up a little bit later on. So, Gavin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so quickly on COVID update, 1 in 16 Americans have tested positive for coronavirus. That meaning that's what the total is basically, statistically speaking. And the fourth state in the nation, New York, just hit that 4 million cases. The death toll is over 350,000. We're seeing new surges. There were just people that were partying it up. I understand young people in Miami having fun for the New Year's holiday, and the concern is they then scatter and go to other parts in the country, and how do they spread it? Those super spreader events, vaccinations are ramping up, but not the way that it looked like it was going to happen. Still very far short of how many could have been vaccinated by now. There's problems with some of the vaccines, with people taking them out of the cooler in one place, then somebody else also trying to steal them. So this is not good news, except for it's good news that some are getting it, feel good about it, feel like it's going to work. So cross your fingers. California, boy, I feel for you. In California funeral homes, they have run out of space. That's how bad it is. L.A. County especially is the worst. More than, like I said, 20 million people in the country have been infected, according to John Hopkins, before I jumped in the air. And so you have these funeral directors, people in the funeral industry, saying they've never seen anything like this in their life, and I hope they never see it again. They're renting refrigerator trucks, refrigerators, anything they can do, because they can't deal with the amount of bodies that they have to deal with. How sad is that? Los Angeles County is the epicenter of that crisis in Cali, and they've surpassed the 10,000 COVID-19 deaths, etc. Hospitals are overwhelmed. They're struggling. Larry King, the longtime broadcast icon is at Cedars-Sinai. He's got COVID-19, so boy, I can just remember watching him, seeing him, and it seemed like he was on TV forever. All right, so on that note, time to head to the mailbag. All right, so the mailbag, we gave the guy the night off. I forgot the boomy voice. We gave the mailbag dude an extra day as we go into 2021. And here's the scoop. We got this one from Billy who says, Kate, did you see Wonder Woman 1984? I haven't heard your show in a couple of weeks because I've been off. And would you recommend it? What do you think about it? I have a couple of girls. Well, you didn't say the ages of your girls, but I'm assuming it's fine because young girls can watch this. You know, it's a long movie. It's like 2.5 hours. It's PG-13, so to whatever age they are. It's not like the first one. But it's so there's some, I think there's some kind of, a little bit of it's cheesy, but it's crushing records all over the place. And it's the second one that they've done. Gail Gadot is good in her role as Wonder Woman. And so I think there's some things that'll make you cringe, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 7. Rotten Tomatoes, 60%. IMDb, 5.5 out of 10. So maybe what do I know? How about this one? Mac in Tucson, what are you binging? I thought we'd go light first. And what am I binging? I haven't had time to binge, but over the holiday, I had a few extra days to do that, so I did. I watched on Apple TV, I watched Defending Jacob. Disturbing, but good. How's that? The lead role is, Chris Pine is in the lead role. Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, who is the comedian, he's responsible for that, and he's an American who goes to England, and he coaches or manages soccer, a premier soccer league team, and it is very funny. It's quirky and funny, so I would recommend that. So one is darker, and one is lighter. So there you go. So there's two that you could binge on. I hope that helps. Hope that helps, Mac. All right, now on to some other things that people have sent emails on. This one from Tom, who says, hi, Kate. Welcome to 2021. I'm assuming by the time that you read this, I'm so concerned for the country. I think we are more polarized than ever. It feels that way to me. Do you think we'll ever get back to the part in our lives where we dig into the good stuff and you can disagree with your neighbors politically or on religion or anything else, but you can have that normal conversation and it's all fine in the end? Well, I don't know your neighbors, so it depends. I think it depends on your relationships, and hopefully you can disagree with people. And, you know, they always say religion and politics, right? But that's not going to work for me, and that's probably not going to work for most of you. I've said this before, but if you never heard my little spiel, I love doing this show for many, many reasons. One, because I think it is about the conversation, no matter where you fall on any sort of spectrum of whatever you want to call it. Hate sports, love sports, want to talk about sports, politics, sick of the same thing, want something different, don't even want a label, you're staunch Republican, staunch Democrat, decided to become an independent, I don't care, whatever. But you really are concerned and you're... And I think that's interesting. I think it's interesting to have those conversations. So I say have at it, no matter what it is, because it's your life, you get to live it, and we have the gift of free will. It's just the idea of going after someone physically and some of the harmful things that we've seen happen, that's where it's ridiculous and way off the rails. Look at the Nashville bomber. Got this one from Hal, who said, Kate, what's the scoop on the Nashville bomber? 5G stuck in his craw. Something wasn't right. The bomber sent a couple of packages that talked about his viewpoints to a couple of people before the blast. Boy, he took out 40 businesses in Nashville. So lucky that he didn't kill any people. So lucky on Christmas morning, no less. This or that, the first one for...
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome to 2021's version of This or That. Sir Eric joins us, the technical maestro for this important Sunday into Monday show. Hello, Sir Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
Did you have a great New Year?
I did. Yeah, it was all right. Just hung out with a buddy and had some drinks. How about you?
You know what? It was just hanging out. Same thing. Just hanging out, chillaxing. I mean, you know, I wasn't jiggling down on the beach in Miami with the rest of the crew or any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I just watched J-Lo do her Dream On thing. So I don't know if you saw that or not, but it made me think, Steven Tyler or J-Lo, This or That, doing Dream On. This is almost a layup for you to start this off. What do you think?
I guess I'm going to have to go with Steven Tyler.
Yeah, because he has to hit those notes are so high.
Yeah, he's better at hit it.
Dream On! Dream On! Can you do that? You sing, right? You're in a band. Can you hit those notes?
No way. Not like Steven Tyler.
No way.
I could probably hit him better than J-Lo, though.
No, it's too tough. Yeah, her voice just didn't lend itself to that. I mean, she's a performer. Listen, she's the queen of reinvention. I give her all the credit in the world for what she does and what she's been able to do and all of that. But that song, that was tough, I think, for sure. I get that you wanted the message, though. Dream on, move on, that whole thing. So it made me think of this for people that are listening. And think about this, everybody listening. Especially if you like music. I said this many shows I say this. What do I miss? One of the things I miss the most about being in this pandemic situation is I miss live music, because I love live music, whether it's in, you know, a dinky bar or a big arena or whatever. And it kind of brings up, especially if you're in those bar situations or smaller arenas or small clubs or whatever, that sometimes you'll get bands that are super solid, but they do a lot of cover tunes versus those that are original. So that's my question to you. Cover tunes or original music? When you go and you listen to music, what do you prefer, this or that?
Original music, for sure.
Yeah, me too. I guess if I know, like, there's, where I am, there's a band that's called Emerald City, and they're really good, and their music sounds good, and they're mostly doing the tunes that you know, and that's on purpose because they play parties and things where that's what people want to hear, dance music of whatever from the 80s, 90s, etc. So that's what you expect. But I think when, especially in smaller places, I appreciate the original music, definitely.
Yeah, there's a...
So we agree.
Yeah, there's definitely a time and place for covers, but original music's always better.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, how about... I noticed this today when I was out. I walked the dog, and I was with a friend, and we, of course, social distanced, and we were in this big wooded area, and then we're on a patio somewhere, and there's, like, no one. And I noticed this with the whole coffee thing, because I'm a coffee drinker, but soda, the same thing. So are you this or that? Are you a caffeinated person or non-caffeinated? Which do you prefer, this or that?
Lately, well, my girlfriend actually turned me into a caffeinated person. So, I guess caffeinated.
Oh, so lately caffeinated person.
Yeah.
Okay, so me, caffeinated person all the way, 100%. Fully loaded coffee, I always think that it's wimpy to have non-caffeinated, but because of stomach things with people, that's partially why they get non-caffeinated. And then I realize with my, like, sleeping patterns, maybe I need to, like, chill on the whole caffeinated versus non-caffeinated, and sometimes just got to go non-caffeinated.
Yeah, I mean... caffeinated always makes sense in the morning, but I don't know. Are you an afternoon caffeinated person?
Not usually, but because of the hours, sometimes, and that's the thing. So I don't. It's better for me to cut off at some point, is what I think now I'm noticing. Because I'd be more wired, you know, so there has to be a point. I guess that's the whole idea. But I definitely like caffeinated coffee, all of that. Except for, you know what, the soda, and I'm drinking more water. But I think with soda, if I'm going to have soda, it's always like Coke Zero or something like that, right?
Right, yeah, caffeinated.
Yeah. Not non-caffeinated.
Yeah, I'd rather go with caffeinated, too.
Yeah, but I think there's a big difference with that. All right, this made me think of this tonight because this happened to me. So you get the hiccups, this or that. Do you prefer that someone scares the crap out of you and they go away, or do you just drink a gallon of water and it just gets them out, they're done?
honestly, for me, it's like mind over matter. I just tell myself to stop, and I stop.
Ooh, hiccup, stop, Sir Eric says stop, it's my mind. Oh, you're like the Tony Robbins of hiccups then.
Yep, yeah, I usually hiccup like once or twice, and then I just like swallow like really hard, and it just goes away.
Well, you know, as somebody who's done motivational speaking, I think that you could have a little new career. You should put a tip book together on hiccups.
I don't know if it's teachable, though.
Teachable. Mind over matter. I love it. Hey, it works for you. For me, I don't get hiccups that much, but when I do, it's usually I got to do the water thing, I think, you know, or they just kind of go away. But I don't know if it's, I'm not mind bending them, so I don't know. They just kind of float away. And speaking of floating away, if you could be floating on any body of water, would it be a lake or an ocean? This or that?
An ocean, for sure.
Yeah, me too. I'm nothing against lakes. I'm sure people are listening where they're living near beautiful lakes. And I have been to many beautiful lakes. But there's something about the crashing of the waves, smelling salt water, that whole thing. Having suntan lotion that doesn't have those two chemicals I can't pronounce that both begin with O, because now it's illegal in Hawaii. You know, there's something about sitting on the ocean.
It's,
you know, sitting, being on the ocean, like in a boat, right? Or body surfing, or just taking a dip, or I don't know. What is it? The waves?
It's more thrilling, too.
Like, yeah,
it's more
thrilling.
More exciting.
Yes. I guess that's what it is. So we crave excitement because we go caffeinated and we want to be in the ocean and we prefer original music. We both agree on that. How about this? Glasses or contacts, this or that. So your lady needs her eyes checked, and some men really like glasses. They think it looks kind of cool. Would you prefer that she get glasses or contacts, or you don't even care?
On my lady, probably contacts.
Contacts, because you think it would look better.
Yeah, might as well. Well, because you could see their face better.
It's funny you say that, because my nephew, who's 19, when I first got contacts, and I had, like, laser vision, I had, like, Wonder Woman 1995 vision.
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Like, it's weird. I could see ridiculously far. And then it's just been tweaked a little bit. So I got contacts, but my nephew says, got upset because I wore glasses just for a little bit, and he said, wow, what happened to the glasses? They look so cool on you. You look so smart. So I guess, I don't know. I think contacts. It's just easier. And then you can wear sunglasses when you go to the ocean and you put on the sunblock that you're supposed to wear. All right, this was fun. This or that, Sir Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this first hour back in 2021. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.